live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Education Minister has confirmed that temporary remediation and precautionary measures are being undertaken at Letterkenny Educate Together National School. Irish Water has told Highland Radio News that it has postponed site investigations in Lough Foyle because of concerns that the works might be obstructed. A Donegal GP is recommending people in Donegal spend 15 minutes a day in the sun without protection to boost their levels of vitamin D. And there's condemnation in Omagh after shots were fired at a house in the Thornley area last night. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first to news, as part of the remediation programme for 40 schools constructed by Western Building Systems, the Education Minister has confirmed that temporary remediation and precautionary measures are being undertaken at Letterkenny Educate Together National School. Donal Kavanagh has more.
17 schools, including Letterkenny Educate Together National School, are included in the second phase of the remediation programme and have undergone detailed assessments over recent weeks. Minister McHugh says engineers have advised that some permanent remediation work is required in each of these schools. In the interim, however, he says some temporary engineering solutions and other precautionary measures are being put in place in some parts of some of those school buildings. He says school principals and patrons in all 40 schools are being briefed on progress of the remediation programme. A programme of initial structural assessments was carried out in October and November of last year at 42 schools constructed by Western Building Systems. The initial assessments resulted in precautionary measures being put in place at 22 schools, the partial closure of one school building, with the remaining 19 schools cleared to open in full, initially without any precautionary measures, as an interim response.
A Donegal deputy has slammed the government for abolishing the Rehabilitative Training Alliance. The alliance, worth €31.80 a week per student, was granted to students with a disability who take up training programmes. The HSE claims the decision to scrap the alliance is not a cost-saving exercise and that it will not negatively impact on any adult with a disability, as the money will be redirected to disability day services. However, Deputy Thomas Pringle disagrees. He says this is a callous act on the most vulnerable and most in need of disability supports.
This is a decision that's been taken by the government to cut the training allowance of €31.80 per week for disabled people who are getting in training programs, and it's a really negative cut that I feel that has been a subject of basically cutbacks that's taken place, and the HSE are trying to say that it's a cut that won't make any difference to people on the training programs. Well, if that's the case, why are they making it? And it really will have a big impact on people with disabilities who are in training, and I think it's very negative, and the government should immediately stop it and make sure that it continues on.
And indeed, the HSE has said that this is due to cost overruns, but we see this once again, that the cutting of costs is impacting those that are most in need of this in society rather than those higher up.
That's it. That's what's so bad about this cut. I think, you know, the people with disabilities are the most vulnerable and the people in most need of our support. And, you know, and this amounts to €31 per 80 per week per participant on a training programme. It's not a huge amount of money, but it's the people that are being targeted all the time. And, you know, and particularly when Ireland has recently ratified the UNCPRD, which is a UN treaty and respects people with disabilities, we've only ratified this in March, and yet we're implementing cuts like this now in August. And it's just not on. It's completely wrong. And I would call on the government to actually roll back on this and to treat people with disabilities fairly.
US House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has reiterated her view there will be no chance of a US-UK trade agreement passing Congress if Brexit undermines a Good Friday Agreement. The comments come after the National Security Advisor John Bolton said the UK would be front of the trade queue for New Deal after Brexit. The Speaker says Brexit can't imperil the seamless border, especially now as the first generation born into the hope of Good Friday 21 years ago comes into adulthood. Irish Water has told Highland Radio News that it has postponed site investigations in Lough Foyle because of concerns that the works might be obstructed. They say wastewater will be treated to a very high standard in a new treatment plant at Carnegarve and then discharged 200 metres out into Lough Foyle, where it will be further diluted. It was at that point, 200 metres offshore, that the drilling work was ceased. Seán O'Regan has more.
In a statement, the utility says the drilling, while necessary to finalise the design, is not critical to the project at this stage, as it prepares to submit a planning application. Irish Water say they have to put the safety of their contractors' personnel first and postpone the investigations until a future date. They say these works will provide the necessary information to design the new wastewater treatment plant, sewer network and outfall pipe in a way that ensures raw sewage is no longer discharged in the Breda River or Lough Foyle. Irish Water say they will undertake the marine investigation surveys at a later date and hope that the community will work with them. Land-based site investigation works are continuing as planned. Irish Water say they've engaged with the Lochs Agency and the local community and will continue to keep people updated at each stage of the project.
Meanwhile, the campaign for a clean estuary, which opposes Irish Water's plans for the new treatment plant, it claims the first indication from the local fishing fleet that it would block the work because of its impact on oyster beds was crucial in securing this decision. Spokesperson Enda Craig questions the assertion that there has been consultation.
It makes me a bit of rod to beat themselves with because they've got the backs of the fishermen up. And the fishermen only recognised if this had to happen before they could do something about it, that they looked at the possibility of their fishery being destroyed. You know, it took 11 lorries to take this from Scotland, all the way from Scotland. And they moved in and into a pier, and a working pier, took it over, never said anything to nobody, tried to keep it quiet what they were doing, till finally the word got out. And I actually contacted, not alone were the fishermen not contacted, but I was speaking to a very senior person in the Lough Agency, and I asked him, and he said, listen, I know nothing about this. We haven't been told anything. Nobody said a word to us.
Sinn Féin says the beef industry will be run into the ground unless farmers get a higher price for their animals. The party wants a more effective monitoring system for the sector introduced by the government. More talks between meat industry representatives, the Beef Plan Movement and farming organisations will take place next week to resolve the ongoing dispute. Sinn Féin's agriculture spokesperson Brian Stanley says the government has a crucial role to play.
Farmers can't keep producing and receiving roughly 20% of the retail value of the produce. It's not economically sound and it will, you know, over a period of time, it'll run the industry completely into the ground. It's already in serious trouble. So those facts need to be recognised both by government and by the beef processors.
A Donegal GP is recommending people in Donegal spend 15 minutes a day in the sun without protection to boost their levels of vitamin D. It's after a review of tests at the laboratories at Letterkenny University Hospital show 3/4 of them had inadequate levels of vitamin D. Emma Rose Callaghan has more.
Dr. Martin Coyne was speaking after a study he conducted showed the number of people in Donegal with a vitamin D deficiency is so high that the accuracy of equipment at Letterkenny University Hospital's lab was questioned. Out of 10,000 test results, 75% of samples had insufficient vitamin D levels. Dr. Coyne blamed the severe lack of sunshine in the county for the low levels of vitamin D and high number of people suffering with osteoporosis and said that this must be countered.
We're going to upset the dermatology lobby on this one, but this has been advice that's been around for a very long time. Those 15 minutes can be broken down into 3 5-minute spells where you're just exposing your face and arms to sunshine, not to the point of sunburning, not to the point of reddening even. That would be sufficient to build up our vitamin D levels.
Dr. Coyne first raised this issue on Highland Radio's 9 till noon show 3 weeks ago. At the time, he said while people take calcium in an effort to stave off osteoporosis, it won't work without improved levels of vitamin D.
Vitamin D is the sunshine vitamin, and we just don't get enough sunshine. The levels of vitamin D that we see coming out of Letterkenny Lab can be really quite low and quite frightening. If you don't have adequate vitamin D in your system, you can't metabolize the calcium properly. So people who are at risk of low bone density or osteoporosis, when they get older, we'd suggest calcium and vitamin D together. Calcium alone, usually in the Donegal context, just isn't going to cut it.
The cause of Nora Quorn's death has not yet been established. Two pathologists and two forensic chemists have been carrying out the post-mortem on the 15-year-old's remains in Malaysia. Her body was found yesterday following an extensive search 2 kilometres from the resort where she was staying with her family. The next police update is expected tomorrow. Journalist in Malaysia Sam Ishan Naji says the pathologist may be waiting on test results.
I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to do all the tests that they can before they release the body, because usually in a criminal investigation, they hold the body until the investigations are complete, until they want to. But in this case, Nora's family wants to take the body home. So it could take a bit before they're satisfied with all the lab results and everything before, you know, we are given an answer as well.
There's condemnation in Omagh after shots were fired at a house in the Thornley area last night. Detectives say shots were fired at the property at around 8:15, striking the front door and window. A man and woman who were in the house at the time were uninjured but were left badly shaken. Police say a black motorcycle with 2 riders was seen leaving the area heading in the direction of Deverney Road. West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossin is appealing to anyone with information to contact the PSNI.
It's vitally important that there's a message put out there that there can be no guns on our streets. This is a very serious incident. People today will be very, very alarmed by this. Just how easy it is for someone to come in on a motorcycle for 15 minutes, shoot and then leave the area. This has really, really left people quite scared in their homes, and I can understand that. The PSNI have put an appeal out for information for anyone that may have witnessed anybody around the Thornley area in Omagh last night, and anyone that may have seen this motorcycle leaving towards the Deverney Road between 8 and 8:15. This is majorly important that if people have seen anything strange or anything untoward, or even witnessed that motorcycle yesterday, or any motorcycle for that matter at that time, they should come forward to the PSNI. The information in relation to this is hugely vital in resolving this issue and bringing an end to these guns on our streets. This is an absolutely despicable act, and one that's very, very cowardly indeed.
As of yet, no reports of any injuries. Can you take some comfort from that?
Yes, as of yet, the police have not confirmed that there is anyone hurt, but I'm sure psychologically there's a lot of people very scared by this incident last night, so it will undoubtedly have an impact on those who were directly affected and indeed the wider community surrounding it. But yes, I'm glad that there's no casualties and certainly no fatalities, but it is a very, very serious incident, and we need to ensure that we stand together with the community in condemning this reckless act.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up for back to school with leading sports brands at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15 and time to the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with Gaelic Games, and David Goff has been confirmed as the referee for the All-Ireland Senior Football Final between Dublin and Kerry on September 1st. The game will be the Slane official's first senior decider. As umpires on the day will also be from the Slane club. They are Dean Goff, Eugene Goff, Stephen Goff and Terry Goff. Cork's Conor Lane will be the standby referee. The other linesmen are Derry's Barry Cassidy, and the sideline official will be Sean Herson off Tyrone. There has been a lot of talk over the last couple of days about Goff being appointed as the referee for the All-Ireland Senior Football Final, but that has now been given the green light, and despite working in Dublin, David Goff, who is a Meath man, will take charge of the big decider. 2 games here in Donegal tonight in Division 4 of the All-County League. Robert Emmert are due to play Niamh Padraig of Muff at 7:30, while Mayville will host Narossa. That one gets underway 30 minutes later at 8:00. It's going to be a busy evening for Northwest athletes at 2 important meets. Letterkenny's Mark English will continue his push for the World Championship qualifying time. Mark runs in the 800 metre in tonight's Cork City Sports International, and with several athletes in the field looking for qualifying times for Doha, a fast race is on the cards if the weather allows. The European indoor bronze medalist will also run the Diamond League event in Birmingham this weekend. Finn Valley's Brendan Boyce will be in Cork tonight too. He will take on the 3K walk, and Summer Leckie will see action competing in the high jump. In England, Gareth Crawford, Kelly McGrory and Daniela Jansson represent Northern Ireland and Ulster at the Manchester International tonight. Crawford of Lifford Strabane AC throws in the javelin. McGrory will run the 400 metre hurdles, with the Tyr Connell girl also part of the relay team that also includes Finn Valley's Daniela Jansson. To soccer, Wexford official Michelle O'Neill will help make history tonight. She's part of the first all-female team of officials to take charge of a major European game. That game is a first-ever all-English clash in the Super Cup. Champions League winners Liverpool took on Europa League title holders Chelsea in Istanbul. The Merseysiders started their Premier League campaign with a 4-1 win over Norwich on Friday. Chelsea lost 4-0 to Manchester United on Sunday. Blues boss Frank Lampard is hoping a win tonight can kickstart their season.
It means something to us as another trophy, as a club. And for me, it would be a really nice start for me personally, but more than that, a feeling for the players with the season coming up that we can compete against Liverpool, win a cup that our name that goes down in our history, and go on from there.
Liverpool are returning to the scene after 2005 Champions League victory when they faced Chelsea in Istanbul. Manager Jurgen Klopp wants the current side to write another chapter in the club's history in the Turkish capital.
I know about the special importance and how what a special place Istanbul is for every Liverpool supporter. Of course, 2005 is not, nobody will forget that. But we are different people, and I hope we can make it a special place for ourselves.
Kick-off time to that game, Super Cup tonight, is at 8 o'clock. Midfielder Glenn Whelan has joined Scottish Premiership side Hearts on a one-year deal. The Republic of Ireland international was a free agent after 16 years in England with Sheffield Wednesday, Stoke City and most recently Aston Villa. Whelan played 36 times last season as Villa earned promotion to the Premier League. One game tonight, the Donegal Youth League. Swilly Rovers will take on Drumkeen. Kick-off time there in Remelton to that one is a 7:15. On the cricket front, the North West Warriors and Leinster Lightning shared the spoils in the three-day interprovincial in North County Dublin. There was no play for today's final day of action due to rain, so the tie was marked as a draw. The Warriors were leading by 37 runs after yesterday's second day. And the first day of the second Ashes test has been washed out without a ball being bowled due to the bad weather at Lord's. England are looking to bounce back from defeat to Australia in the opening match of the series. Play is expected to get underway tomorrow. Joey Carberry has been included in the 40-man Ireland rugby squad that will train in Portugal this week. The Munster out half suffered ankle ligament damage in last Saturday's win over Italy and is expected to be out for 4 to 6 weeks. Ireland's next warm-up test comes against England at Twickenham on Saturday week. Head coach Joe Smith must eventually whittle the panel down to 31 for the tournament in Japan, a number he feels is too small.
With 31 players, I think it's a very tight number that World Rugby limit you to. You know, they talk about player welfare, but we have a 6-day turnaround into a 5-day turnaround and 31 players. That's very, very complicated. And all the teams, I'm not saying that that's tough for us. I think all the teams have tight turnarounds at stages.
And cycling Sam Bennett has completed an incredible hat-trick of wins at the Brinkbank Tour in Belgium. The Bora Hansgrohe rider won in a photo finish today and now goes into tomorrow's fourth stage with a 22nd lead on general classification. Finally, just back to Gaelic Games. As always, on a Wednesday, GA programme throws in at 8:30. Tonight on the show with Tom Comack will be John Lynch of Tyrone and Martin Kearney of Donegal and Mayo as they reflect on last weekend's semi-finals meetings of Kerry and Tyrone and Dublin and Mayo. And they'll also give their verdict on the championship so far and what they think of the Super 8s as well. And Oliver, next bulletin tomorrow morning after the 8 news, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisín. And returning to some news, Donegal County Council has deferred plans to close a road in the Old Town area of Letterkenny until November. The road between Old Town Bridge and Rock Hill was to have closed from next Monday to facilitate works by Irish Water. However, Councillor Donal Coad says there was some concern about the road works being carried out simultaneously with the ongoing works in the town.
The scheduled road closure that was to start on Monday next, the 19th of August. That's the road from the Old Town Bridge to the junction between Rock Hill Road and Grey Rock and Stroke Nestles Road will not now take place until November. I had a number of people ringing me in regards to the road closure, and there was a lot of disquiet among business people in particular and residents living in that area because of the present works that's going on, and that they were looking for was that the present works at the roundabout at Dunstore there, that work will be completed before the aforementioned road would be closed. So the council have said that will not now take place till November.
Financial experts say affordability, Brexit uncertainty and central bank rules are some of the reasons for a slowdown in the rate at which house prices are rising. CSO figures show the price of houses and apartments rose by 2% in the 12 months to June. That compares to 2.6% in the year to May. Chief economist with KBC Bank, Austin Hughes, says people are cautious in their approach to the cost of housing.
For many borrowers, the central bank limits have begun to bite, and as well there's a more general caution because people don't want to repeat the mistakes of the last crisis. So it's good that house prices have slowed to a more sustainable rate. The key question is, will they continue to rise at this rate in coming months?
And finally, hashtag Love Donegal has been trending at number one in Ireland since 7 o'clock this morning. As part of the ongoing Donegal Connect project, people were today urged to take to Twitter and tweet about what they love best about the county using the hashtag Love Donegal. Donegal Connect says so far it has reached over 6.6 million people on Twitter. Donegal Diaspora Officer Joanne Kilmartin says the initiative is about projecting the best of Donegal across the world.
This is for everyone. This isn't for people that are tweeting all the time. It's for anybody that has a story to tell. And as you mentioned, you know, in my job as a diaspora executive, I come across many, many thousands of people who love Donegal, and they love Donegal for a range of different reasons. And we want to be able to tell that story to a global audience. So really, it's about the local community getting behind us. Where personally, I'm very grateful for the amount of people that have already supported us on this. We have a number of high profile ambassadors that we have on board, such as Paddy Bonner, who's been very, very supportive. Lorraine McIntosh, Oni Coyle, we have Sarah Jessica Parker. So we have lots of high profile people that have supported us. And ultimately, you know, what we're trying to do is build our local economy through a number of different initiatives and different things that we're trying to do. And this is one of these things. So.
For weather now, a breezy evening with some bright or sunny spells and scattered showers. Some of the showers will be heavy and possibly thundery. Showers will become isolated tonight and a few clear spells will develop with lowest temperatures of 10 to 13 degrees in moderate or fresh westerly winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, as part of the remediation programme for 40 schools constructed by the Western Building Systems, the Education Minister has confirmed that temporary remediation and precautionary measures are being undertaken at Letterkenny Together National School. A Donegal deputy has slammed the government for abolishing the Rehabilitative Training Alliance. The HSE claims the decision to scrap the alliance is not a cost-saving exercise and that it will not negatively impact on any adult with a disability, as the money will be redirected to disability day services. Irish Water has told Highland Radio News that it has postponed site investigations in Lough Foyle because of concerns that the works might be obstructed. They say wastewater will be treated to a very high standard in a new treatment plant at Carnegarve and then discharged 200 metres out into Lough Foyle, where it will be further diluted. And a Donegal GP is recommending people in Donegal spend 15 minutes a day in the sun without protection to boost their levels of vitamin D. It's after a review of tests at the laboratories at Letterkenny University Hospital showed 3/4 of the tests had inadequate levels of vitamin D. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Wednesday evening, August the 14th. The death has taken place of Peter Stewart Pithy, Coventry, England, and Tandragi, Clonmany. Removed from the Eternal Light Chapel rest at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, going to the family home in Tandragi, Clonmany. Funeral leaving there on Saturday morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers to Coronary Care Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Comsky Funeral Directors. House private police from 10 p.m. until 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Roy Morrow, Clare, Donegal Town. Remains are posing at his daughter Mary's home, 5 Silverwood, Donegal Road, Ballybuffet, from 7 until 10 o'clock this evening and from 12 noon tomorrow until 10 o'clock. Funeral service at 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon in Donegal Parish Church, followed by burial in St Agatha's Church Graveyard, Clare. The death has occurred of Dr. Vinny Krishnan Brayhead Rafo and formerly Durban, South Africa. His remains are reposing in Kelly's funeral home, Oakfield Rafo, where respects may be paid today until Friday from 6 o'clock with rosary at 8 o'clock each evening. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:30, going to St. Junan's Church Rafo for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with private cremation afterwards in Nicklands at Crematorium Cavan. Family flowers only, please. Donations if desired to the emergency department, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral director. And the death has taken place of Michael McIlwain Culladary Fanid. Removal from the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, this evening at 6 o'clock, going to his late residence. Funeral from there on Saturday morning, going to St Mary's Church, Fanavolte, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Cancer Care West, care of Eamon Scott Funeral Director or any family member.